The Holy Scriptures tell us to test all things. The Bible's all about truth and testing. So we come out into the world, we travel the country. This is my job. I retired early to do this. I fund myself. We take no one's money. Here's the question to test yourself. When was your life totally transformed by the gospel of Jesus Christ? When you left your ways, you left the world, you left the culture's ways, you left your false church system ways, because they're all filled with false ways. Pagan holidays, Christmas, Easter, pride and vanity, standards, easy believism, feminism. America and the world is awash with feminism and sin. When was your life transformed? I'm amazed. I get so many Americans telling me they're born again, but they have not the fruit of a born again believer or child of God. Jesus said, we know a tree by its fruit. What is the fruit of your life? God doesn't want your scrap on Sunday morning. God doesn't want your vain pursuits of your 10-minute Bible reading in the morning called a devotional, and you're not even obeying the Word of God. God wants heart and minds and lives that are totally transformed to seek the kingdom of God. Matthew 6:33, one of my favorite verses. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you. What are you living for, Americans? Do you know that judgment's coming? Jesus said in the last days they'll be saying peace and safety, and sudden destruction will come upon them, as it was in the days of Noah. You're living in the days of Noah. America is like Sodom and Gomorrah too. The sin of Sodom was more than just homosexuality. The sin of Sodom was laziness, idleness, pride, and full of bread. That's America today. That's America today. Add to it the sexual perversion. America is Sodom and Gomorrah too. And the judgment of God will come. And what will become of you on Judgment Day? What will become of you at the second coming of Jesus Christ? What will become of you as you trample the blood of Jesus, living like the world and following your corrupt church systems that don't walk in the truth? What will become of you as you're compromised and you love the things of the world? Wrath and judgment will come. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. Are you following Jesus Christ's voice, the Word of God? Or are you following the culture? The culture tells you God loves everybody. No, he doesn't. God hates those that work iniquity. Psalm 5:5, go read it. The culture will tell you God's love is unconditional. God's love is not unconditional. There's a condition to God's love. If you're outside of it, loving yourself, this culture, this world more than you love God, the wrath of God is coming. But Christ in his mercy, Christ in his great love, came into the world to be a living sacrifice. And then he laid down his life in a perfect offering, the Lamb of God. John the Baptist came to show us the way of the Lord. And Jesus comes as the perfect Lamb of God. He's not a church service. He's not an Easter service or a Christmas service that are false man-made doctrines. He's a glorious Savior to be lifted up, to be obeyed, to be listened to take heed of his words. And great will the fall be as you live in your pride, your vanity, your sin, your worldliness, your false religion. America is practicing idolatry at every level, whether it's football, fashion, what people do for their careers, hobbies and entertainment. Even the church systems are full of idolatry that God is going to come and purge, and there'll be no chance of forgiveness. There'll be no chance, second chance at his coming. You must come before that trumpet sounds. And while we're talking about it, there is no pre-trib rapture. Americans think they're going to get out of the tribulation and Satan's wrath. Pre-trib rapture is an absolute doctrine of demons. It is a man-made doctrine. The Bible says we must endure the wrath of Satan through the tribulation, his people. Two-thirds of the earth's population is going to be killed off in the tribulation. If you think COVID was something, you've seen nothing yet. The tribulation is going to be a fearsome, fearful time of judgment and separation from God's people, the world. You're either a sheep of God or you're a goat. The churches today are filled with goats. There's very few, a puny few, that are actual sheep of God that have come out of the world, that have conformed to his word by fruit that they know him, that are imitating Paul as he imitated Christ, 1 Corinthians 11. And Paul echoes that in Philippians 4. Imitate the works of godly men and keep the word of God and adhere to the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, and be born from above by repentance. And guess what? You can know the peace of God. Yeah, you can know the peace of God, but you must walk in the truth of God. 1 John 1 says we're cleansed when we walk in the light. You're not walking in the light here. You're not walking in the light. You're walking in darkness and the world in every false way. Open the Holy Scriptures. Test what all your false churches, Roman Catholic, Lutheran, Baptist, Anabaptist, Mormon, Jehovah Witness, whatever they teach you, it's not of the Holy Father. Find his truth in the Scriptures. Be set free, but you must forsake your sin and serve Christ, not unrighteousness.